Hello and welcome everybody back to Soul Speak, back to another fabulous day, another fabulous session. I'm really excited today with our guest. I'm eager to speak with her. And let me just tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Julia Griffin, and she's an intuitive healer, life coach, alchemist, astrologer, herbalist, and Reiki master who has the ability to communicate with plants and animals. She sees and reads energy to find its resonance with the soul and gently guides her clients through a powerful process that she learned from wolves in nature. Her teachings embody advanced concepts for those who want to deepen their understanding of co-creation and personal reality. So we'll find out a lot more about that. I bet you have, like me, are kind of wondering, what about the wolves? That sounds fascinating, doesn't it? So, Julia, welcome, and thanks for being part of Soul Speak and serving and doing what you do.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
So I know that you tune into the energy of the planet, of nature, and you – these will be my words. I don't know that you use these – have sort of an energy forecast or energy snapshot. What's going on right now with the energy of this time, or what do you think is going to happen energetically?
Well, okay, I think a lot of us already know that we're in the 26,000-year cycle of the precession of ages. We're in the place where the wheel turns between the Piscean and the Aquarian age. When the wheel turns, it's like turning a spoke, and so there's this space where more light comes down to us. A lot of people have the opportunity to wake up and take the elevator to a higher version of themselves. And I think this has probably been obvious to a lot of us since around 2000, 2002. But one of the changes that's really going on now is that people are becoming more aware of the power of their heart and their thoughts and their emotions and how that impacts things around us. At the same time, I believe that nature is doing the same thing, that she is responding to our change on a deep level. I've noticed eggs are probably the most one of the most vulnerable things in the life cycle. But there are many more geese, many more wood ducks, many more lizards. And so this shows me that nature is starting to come back. The ducks and the geese are no longer migrating. They're staying here. So we know that the patterns are changing. In my herb garden, some of the plants that would normally bloom in April are blooming now in August. So we know some shift is going on. You know, some days they're at sunset, there are these beautiful pink skies. And many of us feel that pink is the color of unconditional love. So why did this start happening? To me, I think that we're on a journey with this energy, and I think it's wonderful and exciting.
That's fascinating, and I have, you know, a question for you right away that comes forward, and that is, well, how does, you know, climate change? I have a just a knowing inside of me that climate change is something that's happening. I just feel that in my bones at the deepest level, like my soul just knows it's just what's happening. So, you know, we are seeing a lot of that going on. How is that a part of all this in your experience?
It could very well be part of the migration. It wouldn't mean that there were suddenly more birds or lizards or snakes because they're the most vulnerable in the cycle. I have a scientist for a mother, earth science, geology, all these things, so I do know about them. What I suspect is that if we can keep growing, that we'll find simple solutions to some of this, and we'll learn how to see positive changes together so that they happen. So that we can feel, for example, that nature needs rain. We see it. We meditate on it. It happens. We see devices that clear up the pollution, or we see that these things change. I think someone was telling me in Amsterdam, their factories have zero emissions, and they buy garbage to burn, to run the factories. So these solutions are there. I think part of what we have to do, and it's still very hard for me, is instead of reacting negatively, like, oh my gosh, this is terrible, what are we going to do? It's to say, universe, please help me see a solution now and let me send love with that solution now. Because that's the most powerful emotion.
I love that. I love that. That's so great and so relevant to our times, I find, you know, with what's going on socially and economically and politically and in many other ways, racially, culturally, in this country specifically, you know, to instead of focusing on perhaps what we don't like or the petty tyrant, whatever it may be out there, to make that shift, to be willing to make that shift and then make it.
Well, I think, too, suspending judgment in that way, and don't get me wrong, it's really hard for me sometimes, and moving into observation and then finding a solution is one of the ways that we can become much freer.
You know, absolutely, and I was sharing with Julia that I had a very deep meditation and inner alignment, inner energetic process today. And that's exactly what happened. That's part of my practice. I open up to non-judgment of what sensations, emotions, thoughts, experiences, memory comes up through me. And I really am able to achieve great liberation with that. So what she's sharing is just so remarkable in my experience. It's so foundational for ourselves and for the community of beings that we're living with.
And I think the good part of it is that once you start doing it, you become more creative with it. Instead of saying, you know, what on earth is the answer to this? This is awful. You start thinking, what can I think of? How would it feel? How would things around me feel if this changed? And in embracing those vibrations or those feelings, you're actually putting them out into the universe.
Yeah, exactly. And vice versa. When we're, for instance, I'll use the political climate, if we aren't a big fan of somebody politically, we're putting that out, and, you know, it's not helpful. It's not helpful for anyone.
No, and negative people feed on negative energy, so they can't have mine.
Interesting. So what, you know, you talk about awakening and this specific time energetically for awakening. Do you believe or feel or intuit that it is now a period of great awakening, and why is it time for many of us to awaken?
Well, we do have this energy from the ages, but I think it's more than that. I think it's almost like moving into a time warp, and there's the opportunity you can step into that. And you can have a huge amount of growth that would probably take many lifetimes to achieve otherwise. I'm going to skip sort of to what the wolves said about it. And they told me in the beginning you had all this power to create a beautiful universe or planet. You forgot you had it. And for some reason or other, we're back at the end of the circle. You can step into it again.
Well, let's talk about the wolves. How did that all come about? I've never come across somebody who specifically, I guess, resonated, and I'm putting words in your experience, so forgive me if they're not a fit or just cast them aside, but that specifically resonated with certainly with wolves or even a certain animal. How did you meet the wolves, and what have you learned from them, and what are you learning from them?
Okay, I'll preface this with saying that I grew up on a really big farm in the middle of nowhere, and I always had wild animals as pets growing up. So I did have a rapport with wild animals. I really, really, really wanted to awaken, and all of a sudden I had that moment, and I could see the light behind every living object, and it was so remarkable. And I thought, you know, now I'm going to get a teacher, because that's what everything says. You awaken, you get a teacher. And on the next full moon, I kept hearing a wolf that no one else could hear that was howling. And a few weeks later, a friend of ours had wild wolves or semi-tame wolves and was looking for a home for them. At that point, people did breed hybrid wolves in Georgia. They don't anymore. And the lady who took, well, I went in and I couldn't stay away from the wolves. I had to go in the pen with them. I just adored them. But I could hear what they were saying, like the same way you and I are talking. Then the lady who took the wolves had like 15 other ones. So I met her as she was picking them up, and she said I could come see them anytime I wanted to. Well, then I could hear them, and they could talk to me when they wanted to without a telephone. And it turned out that they have these incredible creation myths, but they know our story as humans and our powers, and they think that we've forgotten how to use what's inherent for us, and they're trying to remind us. They think that the whales and the dolphins and the coyotes and the wolves, when they make all these sonic noises, that they're telling our stories, they're reminding us to wake up and come back to who we were. But their basic belief about how we create or manifest things is that you have to be aligned with who you really are, and your desire has to be in alignment with that. That why bother with anything else? But if you do that by visualizing it, by feeling it, by believing it, and by changing your perceptions, you can bring it into being. I want to say real quickly about perceptions because this seems so far out to me. I had a really big garden and the grass kept coming up in it everywhere. And I sat down and I was resting and I had a picture of the wolves and they said to me, see the grass not coming up everywhere. Because when you see you have grass everywhere, it's the same thing as thinking you have a problem everywhere. There's more of it, not less of it. So just really simple things like that, that we've sort of forgotten how to correct our own thinking. Does that help?
Absolutely. So would you say the wolves are that you are able to, that they're just a vibration or a frequency of wisdom and energy, and you're able to tap into that and communicate quite clearly, obviously, with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think most different groups of wild animals, I don't see it so much in domesticated animals, have some story or some wisdom to share with us the same way that you see with indigenous peoples. But I never would have believed any of this if it hadn't happened to me, probably.
Mm-hmm. And do you communicate as much with other species and animals as well, besides wolves?
Yes, if they want to. I mean, right now I have a 110-pound German Shepherd, and he speaks English very well. He understands everything I say, but if he wants to tell me something, he does. You know, I hear plants, I hear cats. Unfortunately, I hear a lot of what people say to themselves, but I'm getting better and better at blocking that out.
Mm-hmm. So where I was going with that question is...
Go ahead.
Excuse me, yeah. Where I was going with that question is the wisdom teachings, are what they have to share, is there a lot of common denominators between,
Definitely.
Let's say, the wolves and,
mm-hmm.
and the plants as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the deepest wisdom is about being really present and really knowing what you want, but that knowing what you want has to align with who you are. And, if you think about our society when you're a child, you know things. Like I can remember saying I didn't like to go to someone's house, and my parents would say, oh, no, they're a nice person. But they really weren't, and so your inner knowing, or we should go there. We'll be happy if we have a picnic here. And the energy changes if you do go there. They teach us not to read our energy, not because they're bad people, but because they're not awake.
So let's reverse engineer that a little bit. You talked about manifesting, but we need to know what we want first. But to know what we want, we need to know who we are. So let's mm-hmm. reverse that. And how perhaps you can guide us through or give us some examples or tools or story or narrative on how we can start. Let's start with knowing who we are. And then move on to knowing what we want. How can you help us? How can you help the audience with those three things?
Sure. I'll tell you a wolf story. When I started to spend time with them, I immediately began to think of myself as physically stronger. first of all, the wolves saw me that way. And second of all, if you're with seven or eight wolves, your energy has to be in your lower body. You have to connect with the earth. Wild animals are almost always deeply connected to the currents of the earth. They sleep on them. So as I became more aware of that, I perceived myself differently. They thought, the wolves, that I was very special because I could hear them. That made me think, oh, I'm very intuitive. This is interesting. I really do have a lot of abilities here. Although I'd always been intuitive, I was not nearly as aware of them. And then as I did more and more with them, it really did build my confidence. So part of it is start wherever you are. If you think you're intuitive, you probably are. If you think you are strong or want to be stronger, spend more time with the earth. Follow these little hints about yourself. The moments that you are most in love with life, the most beautiful times of your life, take four or five of those. That's who you are. Look at the things that you can already do well, and you do them with joy. Those are hidden talents that are real. Think about who you are when you talk to someone who can be in a higher vibration with you. That's who you really are. That would be sort of how I define it. It's that really fabulous part of you that's there that we don't see all the time. And everybody is so wonderful on the level of their inner self. And part of that is remembering it, I think. But you could start with those four or five memories of how life feels best to you. Would you add something that, Sheldon?
Well, yeah, first of all, I just say that's a really great practical tip. Finding or intuiting or feeling into three or four different things or areas where you just really feel joyful and zestful and enthusiastic and inspired, whatever those may be. One of them for me is the ocean. I absolutely love the water, the ocean. Another one would be just being out in the hills and hiking, just nature and animals. So another one is education, teaching, doing, you know, that's a big part, healing, facilitating, assisting with people and channeling and using my intuitive gifts or qualities in service to others and myself and the greater good. Probably very similar to you.
That's what I was going to say. I think we can match our memories up pretty well here.
I know. I must tell you, it sounds like a blast going and spending time with the wolves. I mean, how cool that you got that experience to go and still do, perhaps, get to go hang out with the wolves. I mean, that sounds so great. I love it.
It is so much energy that it is unbelievable. It's like your energy field picks up like three or four times what it normally is. And that was why I had no trouble believing them. I'm like, if something has this kind of energy all the time and it loves me, I can believe this. You know, this is like a magic fairy tale.
And is there any teachings that come forward for you in this moment that we can apply from the wolves' wisdom?
Well, the thing that I'm thinking about is I didn't tell them about how you know what desires to pursue. And that is, it should be this really deep feeling, like something that keeps coming up and something that really draws your attention and really makes you want to expand. There's a feeling of expansion with true desires. And probably for everyone who's listening, you know, it's more love, it's more intuition, it's creating something that's beautiful, and it's having more success with something that is aligned with who you really are, whatever that is. And it's probably also sending love and light, because if you're on a high enough vibration to perceive what we're saying, you already have that built-in thing of wanting to send love and light. So those would be the things I would look for.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. And anything else from the wolves that might be coming forward for you in this moment to share?
I think one of the things that they said over and over and over was how powerful human beings are and how we can change things by changing our mind about them, like my silly example about the grass. But another thing that they taught me, and I think that this is very freeing, is that people can use their energy to change how you think and feel. And you have to become aware of that. For example, I almost never ate meat, maybe occasionally when I first started seeing them, and I would have the strongest intuition or feeling to bring them livers, which I hated handling and getting. And I did it.
I don't blame you.
And then one day I went back and I thought, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to get the milk bones. And they were just as happy. And they looked at me like they were laughing, because wolves have an expression when they laugh. And I said, well, what's so funny? And they showed me a picture of themselves sending me the picture to go to the store. In other words, they were teaching me how easy it was for them to move me around with their thoughts.
Mm.
And so some of the time when we don't feel good or we feel like something is wrong, it may not even be ourselves. We may be in a certain part of town. And maybe a neighbor, and maybe someone in our house. And when you have that awareness, you can say, I just want to separate from this feeling and come back to being me. A lot of things will change when you do that.
Can you give us that statement one more time, please?
Okay, so when you feel, maybe you just all of a sudden you just don't feel as good as you did. It could be someone who lives in your home, someone that you work with, someone in your neighborhood. It could have nothing to do with you. It could be someone else putting out a vibration. So what I do is I say, I want to be separate from this vibration. I want to come back to being me. I want to feel good again. And if it goes away, after you do this a few times, then you know that it's not you. As human beings, we mistake other people's energy for our own very often.
And then if it doesn't go away, is it our karma, if you will, or our curriculum to work through?
Sure, but what you can do is say that you want to move into a higher frequency, and you can send light to the problem. You can try visualizing different solutions for the problem, or you could just see yourself in a lot better place a week or 2 weeks from now. So they taught me a lot of creative visualization like that. The other thing that they would do is that whenever I was sad, they would send me happy emotions. And all of a sudden I would remember things like, oh, the first time I was kissed and it was wonderful. The first time I remember flowers when I was a little girl. It would bring up the most amazing and happiest memories out of my entire life, which is one reason I said to focus on those. And then it taught me that you can change your emotions a lot more easily than what you think. So I can do that for other people, and I'm just glad that that exists, because I really would not have guessed it.
Hmm. Yeah, some of these tools and guidance are presented in a unique way that I haven't heard before, which is great. Well, let's jump in. Then let's use this as a segue and talk about the free gift that you're offering for all of us who are resonating with what you're sharing and your energy and your story and the wolves' energy. You're offering a free gift to everybody. Can you talk a little bit about that and tell us what that is?
Sure. It's about 40-45 minute class, and it's on loving your body, loving yourself. Because I find that that is something that I still work on all the time. I think everybody does when they feel insecure or something isn't working or you're having a bad day. You have to work on loving yourself. So a really interesting thing that I discovered is that by loving your body, you feel a lot better. You also add in loving yourself as you are right now. You know, we're always saying, oh, I love myself when I look better, or I love myself after I do yoga. But this tape is just, you know, this class is just about loving yourself right now the way you are. And it helps me, and I hope that it does the same for everybody who's listening.
I'm sure it will. I mean, it is like the one of the huge foundational learnings for, in my experience, almost everyone on the planet, all of us souls, growing and mastering and in unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and then love. So thank you. Absolutely. And what's going on, you know, in your world, in your teachings and your offerings right now, Julia?
Okay, right now I have a couple of spaces for private clients. I teach a class every year that's for 9 months, so we'll have that a little later on, probably toward the end of the year I'll offer it again. And I do a free class about every month or every other month. So if you want to sign up and get the free gift, you'll get my notifications on when we have the next class. And I always talk about the wolves and teach some of their techniques, because one of my goals is that we learn to master some of the amazing things that they shared with me.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's about closure for the time we have together here today, everybody. Would you like to take us out, Julia, with any last words or final, perhaps, guidance from the wolves or anything?
Sure. Let's imagine that light is coming in for everyone, and that it's putting all of us in a peaceful, relaxed place, so that the world can open to us and we can go into those beautiful places in life that are like our three or four best memories, and that we can understand how energy and thoughts and emotions work, so that we can rebuild ourselves into a higher form and open to a new world. So be it. Namaste.
So be it. Namaste. Okay, everybody, so much love and gratitude and appreciation for all of us. Sending that and holding that for all of us right now, and just so grateful. Thanks for being part of Soul Speak with us today, Julia, and all of you. And please tune in to our next session if you feel like it resonates for you. Love to have you. Take care, everybody.